Anyone for tennis? Liverpool Hope University is serving up a study into the health benefits of tennis. Scored as the largest in the UK in terms of sample size and type of data collected, Dr. Omid Alizadi Kayat, Deputy Head of the School of Health Sciences at the University, is leading the research project.
Because of our long-term contribution to Liverpool Hope International Tennis Tournament, we decided to design a study that actually looking at health benefit of playing regular tennis, particularly actually its impact on the health of actually senior players. This study is multidimensional, multidisciplinary. We've got academics from different backgrounds, biomechanics, nutrition, physiology, psychology contributing to this to make sure we get the full picture of actually how tennis can help older players to maintain their physical and mental health as they age.
British former professional tennis player Jeremy Bates is involved in the project and says it's fascinating.
Basically, we've been looking at the sort of biomechanics of a tennis shot and looking through the tennis movement through some cameras, which are then sort of regenerated onto computer programs. So you can see exactly, you know, how muscles are being activated and deactivated during the movement specific to tennis. And obviously you can measure the strength of each particular movement, and obviously it has sort of limitless possibilities when you can see that, because first and foremost you can look at how effective a training program is for somebody, and you can measure the increases in strength, but also you can sort of preempt any possible injuries if you see, you know, potential weaknesses in how muscles are contracting and expanding. And very fascinating equipment here, real sort of genius stuff, and exciting to be part of it.
As a former professional player yourself, are you surprised at just how far technology has come, and would you have seen this as a benefit in your day?
Surprised? Well, no, I mean, I'm not surprised, because we used to play with wooden rackets. So, I mean, it's natural sort of progression, isn't it? I mean, obviously, I've seen the growth of the sport over 40 years, and we've seen how diets have changed, how technology's changed, how the athlete has changed. And as in anything, it's a question of trying to find what the edge is, you know, what is the factor that is going to make that little bit of difference, and what separates Djokovic from Murray, and it's very difficult to put your finger on it. So this type of technology really is as advanced as you could possibly be to answer some of those questions, or get closer to answering them.
One of the youngest tennis players to take part is 11-year-old Maisie Clark. Her love of the game is evident. I asked her how she first got involved in the sport.
Well, I was going to a running event in Wavertree, but it got rained off. So we ran into the tennis centre and there was little mini camp things on. So they asked me to join in, so I joined in, and ever since I just loved playing tennis. So.
And what's the best thing about playing tennis?
Well, I like beating everybody who I know.
You're taking part in this study as well. Why?
Well, it's amazing of like seeing this type of stuff at a young age. You see how your body moves and how fit you are to a 60-year-old and to an 18-year-old.
Is there anything surprising you have found out so far?
Yeah, like I can see myself as a skeleton and see how my movement works and see how strong I am.
So if you had to say one thing that's the best about playing tennis, what would you say?
Well, everything's good about playing tennis, of going onto the court every single day and playing. It's just amazing.
What does Dr. Alizadi Kayat hope the research will show?
We believe actually with ageing population, we will have more actually senior people actually looking for appropriate sport to play in the future. Sport can actually promote and maintain their health throughout the life. So I'm sure we will produce some evidence that actually tennis can really help good health. And because it's going to have a high scientific value, the data we produce at the end, I'm sure people will believe tennis is a really good sport for them actually to play.